Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Jody. I'm the fraud supervisor on the floor today. May I have your first and last name, please?
First name is Weslyn, W-E-S-E-L-Y-N.
All right, and last name?
Comiskey, C-O-M-I-S-K-E-Y.
All right, thank you. I've located an account. I have the address at 7528 Woodhaven Drive.
Yes, that is my address, but I don't recall ordering anything from this company. What is this?
All right, so this is for a meal planning app. It provides you with recipe guides and meal plans on how to eat better and feel better. It looks like it may have been in part with a contest entry or a sweepstakes winning for a Dyson vacuum. Do you recall completing any type of survey for that item?
No, I don't recall doing any of that. We don't do surveys.
Okay, all right. So that's where the charge originated from. Let's see. I want to verify some of the information on the account. I have the email address, wescomiskey@yahoo.com.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Phone number on the account, 197-257-1785.
Would you repeat?
Sure. 197-257-1785.
972-571-785.
Now, I'll say it one more time, and it looks like there may have been either incorrectly entered or maybe a 1 was added to the beginning, but I have 197-257-1785. It's very similar. Yeah, it's very similar to the number that you called in from today, but it looks like maybe there was it was either incorrectly entered or So we'll go ahead and
that's something that we need to check in.
Yeah.
I have not ordered anything from this company. Maybe something that
no problem. So I have the previous agent canceled the account. This will prevent any future charges. We'll contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used, how and where the order took place online. And do you think there's anyone else in your household that may have made this purchase without your knowledge?
I don't think so. Everybody works. They'd be at work. And if they needed something, they would use their own credit cards as far as I know, and no one said anything to me about any vacuum cleaner.
Okay. All right. Well, I do have the account canceled. Now, unfortunately, I'm not able to issue a refund. It looks like it went through a verification process ensuring that there was no fraud detected on the line, but I do have you canceled from anything further, and we'll still turn the information over for the account to be investigated.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much, and I will call my credit card company,
yes,
my credit union, and tell them what has happened, and perhaps they can do something about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. All right. What were you issued a cancellation number?
No.
Okay, no. I'll give that to you now.
Oh, okay. I have a pen. Go ahead.
All right. It's C, like cancel, 920-340-208.
That is C as in cat, 920-340-208.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, no problem. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you. I will
yes,
call
ma'am.
My credit union and let them know what has happened.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
And
bye-bye.
You too. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.